podcast episode
12.
AKA Tenno content episode.
Tenno content episode.
Correct.
We
Sorry,
have
viewers.
No content.
We have absolutely no content. In fact, this is going to be another one of those random episodes where we just make up things.
It'll be cool. Mass rantage.
You know,
I don't have anything to rant about.
I will find something.
Fine.
You know, we always do.
Oh yes.
First, let's get some news.
News.
Zan, what did you just buy?
What?
Zan just bought some stuff at EB Games.
I don't think this is any of their business unless I'm telling it to them, not Henry telling it to them.
Oh, no. Asking them what did
you buy? I don't think it's Henry's job to tell them, Mark.
I'm not telling them.
Yes, you
are.
You don't need to bring it up. I'm very capable of bringing it up myself.
Oh, bring it up.
Quite capable.
Bring it up.
I'll bring it up later. Right now, it's time to talk about Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm playing XD right now.
I want to play. I want to play Versus. It's fun.
Hold on. I'm trying to beat story mode before I have to return the game to Nintendo.
Yeah, this game reminds me of Final Fantasy VII, except it's like about 343 times worse.
343.
Which actually gives it like a big
I was
good
playing
game.
This part, right? No, I'd say it's 12 times worse.
Oh, it's not too much.
12 times worse. Oh, 12 times 12, that is.
What?
That's still less than 343.
Because it's episode 12.
That's still less than 343.
That's a lot, though. 66 or so.
144?
Oh, 144. Same thing. But, 12 times less, 144 times worse. It's pretty bad. Because there's this one part. It reminded me of the Sector 7 slums.
Oh, yeah, really? Pirate Town.
Oh, Pirate Town.
Yep.
Isn't Pirate Town not dark enough?
Eh.
Nah.
I mean, the sky is open.
I mean, we're comparing Final Fantasy to Pokemon here.
Yeah.
Obviously, everything in Pokemon is more of a lighter glow.
That's right.
Well, the under... No. The under in Pokemon Coliseum, I don't know if it's in Pokemon XD.
Not yet.
The under?
Not yet.
The under would be the best comparison to...
What's the under?
7. The under is basically the underground, where there is no sun, sky, and whatnot. And it looks very slummish.
What makes it slummish?
Slummish?
What makes something?
It's very
slums.
Poor people?
If you have...
Huh.
Dilapidated buildings.
Well, that could also be the projects. And then again, projects could be rich people.
Is that not
dilapidated buildings.
Dilapidated?
Dilapidated?
And weird music. They go something like...
Yeah, some smooth jazz.
Yeah.
Some blues.
That's so
smooth jazz or blues.
So, we need some content.
Yeah, we do.
Is there any game news? MapleStory is coming to DS.
We discovered
is
that
really?
Last episode.
Yeah. We did?
Yeah.
You sure we did?
Positive.
Okay. Go listen to episode 11.
Yeah, and visit the website, www.foggrevolution.com. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
So Mark has recently started playing Quake 3 again.
If you call one day, really recently.
Yeah, well, you know.
On my laptop, that's buns.
Yeah, well, he has started up again, and he's having fun, yes?
Yeah, it's
having
good.
Having fun?
Dude, I played it before you for the first time.
True.
I played it for a while before
right.
you.
And we started up a game of Capture the Flag yesterday.
That was the worst.
Had some fun. And then,
we got pwned completely.
Terribly. We now have our own little... It's not really a clan, because...
Oh, it's a clan.
Well, clans usually require more than two people. It's just us two.
We have K Poon to our clan.
Don't expect me to join.
Just us two having some fun. And, yeah. We're, FR, of course, in blue.
With, like, blue brackets.
So we went into this, this game yesterday. Into a, Capture the Flag game. And we got destroyed, pretty much.
Ripped apart.
Ripped
apart.
This guy had, like, flawless aim, and I think he was hacking.
That was the first one. I'm talking about the second battle where I was just playing. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, that was pretty nasty.
That was hilarious.
It was like you against three people. We were up until about 4 o'clock in the morning, just typing random stuff on the keyboard, just like, I remember at one point we said,
I switched my name and character model to one of the other people, and he couldn't tell us apart at all.
Yeah, and it was like, Mark would be, like, having conversations with himself, like, hey, you stole my name. Man, I had it first, and stuff like that.
And everybody's just like, WTF
you.
It was pretty funny.
You guys
stay
up to
4? So then we were playing that for 4? What?
Nah, 3.
What?
You guys stay up to 4 a.m.?
Nah, 3 a.m.
Oh, 3 or 4. Oh. So, well, we stayed up. Yeah,
no,
so anyway. Derby. What?
No.
So anyway, we were playing that for a while, and Mark, we got our own little thing started with the two FR people. And I myself am not too good at Capture the Flag, so that's that.
You are? Yeah, I'm not that good at Capture the Flag.
We also got a local game going, a little local server.
That was fun. We had like a fake Super Duper going.
Bunch of bots.
I was doing so good. I was neck and neck with Zan.
Until the last 5 minutes where I pulled out with 15 kills ahead of you.
But the entire time from kill 1 to 85, I was neck and neck.
That's true.
And I pulled ahead for a while in the middle.
That's true. That was fun.
Yeah.
Do you think a local server would read you over in Brigantine?
What?
Local. You think it would tell
local
you?
Local means over a network.
Oh, so
your wireless router.
Okay, alright. I see.
So, Zen, bring up something.
Wait a second. So I just went to Taco Bell.
Taco Bell KFC combo.
And I got a Crunchwrap Supreme and a soft taco and another Crunchwrap Supreme.
All right, where do we go after that?
And a large iced tea.
Where do we go after that?
I ate those and they were good. Feeling full, I ventured out into the parking lot to see my car. I almost got in it and then I realized, hey, I have some money in my pocket. Shut up. Mark said, you have some money in your pocket. Let's go take a trip to EV.
No.
So I said...
No, that's not what I said. I said, Israel never bought Evan children, didn't you? And you're like, no. And I'm like, you're Tate Bonzors. You have money. Let's go to EV Games.
Is this really what you guys did?
Yeah.
You just ruined corny.
You just ruined the surprise.
I'm just saying how it was. I didn't ruin the second surprise.
You ruined it. I don't even... You just ruined it.
No, I didn't.
You destroyed it.
You got two things. I'm not saying the second thing.
You destroyed it, Mark.
All right.
Oh, you just broke you that surprise, too.
You never bought the DVD, did you?
No, I didn't. And now I did. Yay. I'm not excited.
You're the worst. What else did you get?
Metal Gear 3. Subsistence.
No, you didn't. There's no such thing.
What?
Metal Gear Solid 3.
Shut up.
They're two different franchises.
I don't care.
You do.
Which has a demo of, the full versions of Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2 with Solid Snake in them, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be really awesome, though, if they kind of made those two over with, like, good graphics. That'd be insane.
That would be weird.
But, didn't do that. Anyway, you got, Henry, how come you're being so silent?
Well, I have nothing to say.
So why are you here? Go home.
Alright. Would you like me to go home now?
Actually, no. Anything new happened to you in the world of gaming the past week?
I've been playing Pokemon. That's pretty much it. Got new Super Mario Bros.
You did buy it?
Yeah.
Good.
Is Peach hot?
Not really.
I bet Mario's had some fun with Peach.
Actually, she is kind of bonds compared to most.
Actually, she's very good at, she's a very high-tier character in Smash Bros.
He's gotta be gay.
What?
Maybe?
No, that guy in Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm playing XD right now. I'm facing off against this guy named Mirror B.
If anyone played Pokemon Coliseum, you'll recognize him.
Or XD. Alright, he's pretty good at music.
He's pretty nasty looking. He's pretty ugly.
Oh, that's completely different.
He looks gay. And he's got a red and white afro.
Yep.
Which I just realized is supposed to look like a Pokeball.
It is? I didn't even think of that.
I don't.
That's kind of buns. Wow, that's terrible.
For all those who don't know, just try to imagine a really tall person.
Who looks
very, very
gay.
Skinny. With a very huge afro that's like at least 7 times the height of his head.
The height of his head?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Whatever.
1, 2, 3. Okay, 4 times. That forms the diameter of the circular afro. Spherical afro, should I say.
Oh, it started to rain. Isn't that exciting? Hey, we're burning incense, which is fun. This is terrible.
Yep.
Alright, let's think.
You guys can't smell.
Our last episode was the E3 episode, and we pretty much summed it up into 1 hour, which is impossible.
No, it's not.
It's possible.
It's possible, and we did it.
Should we go more in depth in the E3?
We don't have anything. We've covered everything.
I don't remember anything.
Has to be something!
Has to be something.
You know, quite honestly, E3 wasn't even that good this year.
Are you kidding me?
Was it?
It was the best.
Was it?
You're just trying to start a rant, and you just did a perfectly good job. I think this was the best E3 yet.
It's pretty good.
No.
Let me know.
No.
Let's hear.
How do you refute?
Hey, you want me to rant?
Talk it, Zan. Rant. Live.
Well, there's nothing to say, really. I mean, it's E3. It's E3. No, I mean, E3
nothing to say?
So what wasn't good about it?
It's not... What wasn't good about it?
Yeah.
How much hype did you hear about E3 this year? How much hype did you hear?
Amazing amount.
Really?
Not much.
Well, really. I just haven't been paying attention.
Because you pretty much shut off yourself from gaming for, like a month.
That's not true. I don't watch G4 anymore because G4 is buns.
I know.
What the hell are they doing? What's that midnight clock thing?
Midnight clock?
I forget what it's called. Midnight hour?
Midnight spank.
Midnight spank. That's even
is
worse.
There a new late night
sounds
block.
Like a...
New late night... First of all, they put on Star Trek. That's not games. There's nothing. All right, remember when G4 used to be Filter?
Judgment Day? Electric Playground.
Cheat.
Classic cheat. With the guy.
Well, the new cheat isn't that.
No, it's terrible.
No.
What is she doing?
She's not being hot.
She's being lame.
She's being
cosplaying.
She dresses up as, like, Pain from Final Fantasy X.
When does she do that?
The Final Fantasy X episode.
I missed that episode.
Well, she was like...
Oh, I saw a Nintendo episode. She had nothing to do with that costume.
Well, you know what? I don't know what her problem is, but she tries to be sexy, but she just sounds lame because she's really not that great of an actor. And I think that...
I don't think she's a good actor, but she's good at being hot.
I think that she thinks that she's really hot when she's actually not. And she thinks she's awesome because she has a... Job.
The other guy was mad corny, though.
No, he was mad corny, but he was fun to watch.
You know who isn't fun to watch? That guy who keeps
Adam
his hands
Sessler?
In his pockets all day?
Adam Sessler? Yeah, yeah. We hate Adam Sessler.
Pack no, I don't.
Pockets.
We hate Adam Sessler.
Nah, he's cool.
No, he's not.
I just think they're overplaying X-Play too much.
You know how...
It's good, but
he
not
talks
that
too much.
Good.
You know how SpongeBob
He does not... Shut up. He does not shut up. Man, he always has his... He always has
You're shutting up.
He always has his hands in his pockets. No, but he talks in that annoying voice, and he always makes corny-ass jokes.
Like?
What do you mean, like?
Like.
Like, let's see.
Okay.
This game is about as bad as a... Wait, hold on. This game is about as bad as a joke about Prince Albert in the can. And that old, too. Bah, bah, bah.
I would rather take a cheese grater to my butt than play this game.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
I would rather stick my finger, not even gonna go there, than play this game.
Did he say
that? Huh?
I think he has.
He's probably said something similar.
Yeah.
See, my personal opinion is that he just crosses the line of corniness, man.
He just craves attention.
I think he tries to personally.
You know, like,
dude, you're getting owned.
Yeah, I know I am.
You can't even snag his Pokemon.
I know. I don't even have a snag machine.
You know.
Spoiler.
You know, SpongeBob. Who likes SpongeBob?
Not me.
I do.
Do you really?
You're Bond. WTF! How does a Lawnmower have Fire Punch?
Don't worry about it, it makes sense.
Oh man, you were burned. Alright, go on.
SpongeBob, I think he just really crosses the line of stupidity.
He really does.
You know?
But it's funny.
We've got...
No, it's not.
It's crosses the line of funny.
It's the worst.
You know? It's no longer funny after that. That's pretty much, you know, what I think, yeah.
SpongeBob is pretty Bond, actually. They're making a SpongeBob game for the Wii.
Oh, wow.
Creature from the Earth Crab.
But not a lot of people are going to buy it.
I know.
I bet the graphics are about as good as,
GameCube.
Yeah.
They didn't work too good on the graphics for that game.
Yeah, I know.
But it does use a controller a lot. Cool.
Well, if they cell shade, they might do something.
Nah, they aren't even cell shading.
They're bad. Not? That's pretty bad.
Cell shade would be the best technique. All
right, here's something to talk about.
What?
Games of the future.
Games of the future?
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
No, we're not talking about that.
No,
future.
I mean, like...
We're talking about far into the future.
Yeah, far into the future.
Far into the future.
See, here we have...
Final Fantasy 21. Go! What do you think?
Alright, here we have Fallen Revolution. We're supposed to follow Revolution.
Yeah.
We do a lot of other things, too.
We're following the revolution in gaming altogether.
Our following revolution has become less about Nintendo and more about everything. Well, yeah. We have evolved. Games will evolve.
Yeah.
Following revolution. Look at the Nintendo Revolution. Wii. It has a freaking motion sensor.
Wii.
You can... No, I'm not calling it a Wii, ever. You can fight people with swords. You can fight people with swords and hit them and slash them.
And that's block. Fun.
What's next?
What's next?
We'll leave Sony to...
I mean, you think...
What's next is HD on a Nintendo system.
You'd think they're... I mean, I'm thinking, like, you know, like helmets with little visors on them and
yeah,
with,
Nintendo
like, move around, read your brain currents and stuff like that.
Nintendo on. Hmm.
It's amazing. And then you got, like... What? What's Nintendo on?
Shut up.
What is it?
You don't know what Nintendo on is?
No.
Yeah, that's why I told you earlier.
Go ahead.
Nintendo
it's,
On
it's
is
a whole
a...
conspiracy thing from last year about what the revolution was going to be before they unveiled it at E3 or 5.
I heard about that.
I had to have
Henry seen told it. Me about that a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a very famous video.
Very famous.
I remember.
A lot of people liked it. They thought, like, wow, Nintendo would be really onto it something.
I loved it.
They did that.
It was the best.
Of course, you know, I wasn't sure.
It sounds entertaining.
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 Yeah. What?
So, what do you think the future can be saying?
I don't know. Well, I mean, you'd think it was like the first, like, things that come to mind would be like a treadmill or something.
Nah.
No, listen, like a treadmill with, like, motion sensor. Exactly, but it's too big. So how could they make that super compact? Maybe little things you put on your feet? Like, imagine Tekken. Imagine Tekken with, like, little foot straps and hand straps. Wireless, of course. One on each hand, one on each foot. Punch, kick, and stuff like that. How cool would that be? One on your head for ducking.
Well, they could do that with the Wii now.
They could. You need 5 controllers, though. I'm talking little tiny things the size of suction cups that you just pop on your head.
Well, we're almost there.
We're getting there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And this is like, we're getting there now. So imagine how games are going to be in like 20 years. 20 years ago, people were using Atari.
Dude, 20 years ago, we'll be in a game.
20 years ago, people were using Atari. And now we're at a revolution. So what's next? Another 20 years. I mean, how you've come to the revolution. How much farther can you go?
Ah, you killed it.
Yeah.
Sigh.
Henry is surprised that I just killed a nose pass with a quick attack by my Vaporeon.
No, I'm just saying.
He
killed it, right?
He doesn't have a catchable.
I don't have
no,
a catchable.
No, but you should spend more of your time on the Diglett.
Why?
I want to paralyze him.
Because he's going to bother you a lot.
I want to paralyze him.
He has a freaking Pokemon named Ludicolo. What kind of name is Ludicolo?
I have one on my team.
As in ridiculous.
Ludicrous.
It's a Mexican.
Yeah.
It's got a sombrero.
It's a Mexican.
It's a Mexican Pokemon.
No, Ludicolo is cool.
Mexico is proud.
It's like a Mexican cactus platypus.
It kind of is.
I'm not kidding. It's like a cactus platypus Pokemon.
Perhaps the next generation of games could be like a light that beams down and projects 3D images in front of you.
Possibly, but how would that be?
There was this video on newly added video on YouTube that shows a touchscreen hologram.
What do you mean?
And the video title is touchscreen hologram or something like that, and it's it's a computer screen hologram, and you go like that and touch stuff, like something like you might see in like a sci-fi movie where it's like a screen like that's not really there and people are like moving stuff. I don't know if anyone's ever seen the movie What's the one about the three girls? They lay in the milk and they tell the future.
Lay in milk?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard such a thing.
Something Report.
Bless you.
I saw the game in EB today. Something Report. Minority Report. See, there's like this computer thing where it's like a giant screen and it's not really there and you like touch stuff to move it around, touch screen. And the movie on YouTube claimed to be a touchscreen hologram, but it wasn't. I was disappointed when I saw it because it wasn't actually a touchscreen hologram. It was a guy touching the hologram screen, but it didn't have any effect.
Hmm.
But I just think it's neat that it was actually a hologram because that's getting somewhere.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, that's more of the next generation of viewing things, probably.
Right. Like, TVs are out. TVs are out, holograms are in.
You can't get the same kind of clarity on a hologram, I think, nowadays.
Someday.
Oh, don't worry.
Someday you will.
As soon as people realize that the future of TV is hologram, they're going to throw away those HD TVs, and Sony's going to be in trouble.
No, I'll keep mine.
Just joking, just joking. But really, no, I mean, you know how Sony really goes with this HD thing?
Yeah?
Yeah. Just saying, yeah. Eventually.
So, Henry, what do you think that future is going to be for games?
And no content episode!
Oh, yes. No content at all.
Yeah, thanks for leaving comments and stuff for us to, you know, questions.
For Mark? Questions.
Yeah, well, thanks for leaving questions for us,
jerks.
I don't think we got any.
We didn't get any. That's what I'm saying. We have nothing.
Thanks, people.
So what do I think of the future for video gaming?
Yeah.
There is no future.
Look, Henry, it's Advent Children.
There's no future?
2-disc DVD, all-new feature film based on the hit PlayStation game. Oops.
Sam, you just dropped your Advent
Children. Why didn't you buy it earlier?
It's so godly. Why didn't I buy it earlier?
Do you understand the story yet, Sam?
Because Mark... No, I didn't read that thing yet. I'll read it now. Can I read it now?
Not right now.
I'll read it later. Game facts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I'll point you to it.
I'm going to read you the backs of... Since we have no content episode... All right, put that as a subtitle, please, when you post it on the site.
I will.
So people don't download it and waste their time.
No, people have to download it.
Just make sure that they know it's no content. All right. I'm going to read you the back of the Advent Children box. Spectacular full-length feature film with extraordinary CGI mastery. And in the little barcode box, it says ISBN 14049.
You guys should probably do a little flight here.
043396118966.
Since we have no content.
Continuing the storyline based on the hit PlayStation game Final Fantasy V11, also known as 7, 2 years have passed and the ruins of Midgar stand. I told you!
What?
Idiot!
What?
You thought it was 500 years in the future. It was 2 years.
What?
What? Don't say what.
No, I didn't understand what you said.
2 years have passed and the ruins of Midgar stand as a testament to the
set. Advent Children is 2 years after the event of 7.
You said 500, Mark.
No, I didn't.
When we turned it on, yes, you did. You were like, oh, it's 500. I was like, how's Cloud going to be alive after 500 years?
It said 498 years ago or whatever.
I know, and I pointed that out. And you were like, oh, yeah, I guess
you're
right.
No, because I forgot, because the scene with the red 13 and running at the end.
Yes.
Was, that's 500,
yes, I know.
That's far, yeah.
I know.
But Advent Children is 2 years after episode 7. I know that.
You didn't know that.
I
was the one that pointed that out to you.
What are you talking about? I watched the movie like
And the ruins of Midgar stand as a testament to the sacrifices made in order to bring peace. However, the world will soon face a new menace. A mysterious illness is spreading fast. Old enemies are astir. And Cloud, who walked away from the life of a hero to live in solitude, must step forward yet again. I get widescreen, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
There is no full screen.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to watch widescreen and, disgusting as it sounds, I'm going to watch the English version.
Oh!
No,
well, I'm watching it.
I
saw the Japanese, and I'm watching the dub version.
It's not as bad as you think, actually.
Oh, it will be.
Severall's voice is so great.
No, it will be. It will be bad.
Don't even try.
And I will hate it. But I will watch it just for,
Of course.
Just because I am a fan.
You have to.
Just because he wants the hair.
I might play Final Fantasy VII over again, actually.
Wow.
You won't have the time to.
I know, I don't have the time. This summer, maybe. See, I figure I'm probably not going to be able to beat this godly-ass game until the summer anyway.
You need to play Kingdom Hearts 2.
Kingdom Hearts 2 will be this summer. Right now, I'm on MGS3.
You can't do two RPGs.
I'm guessing MGS3 is probably going to take me about...
until the end of June.
15 hours to beat the game.
That's all?
Huh?
That's all?
Yeah.
That's short.
You can't do two RPGs.
I'm guessing about 15 hours to beat the game. And then on DS, I'm going to spend another 30 on the extras. So
30?
Yeah.
I spent less time on the extras than the full
game.
Look,
there's like missions.
Yeah, but half of it is online.
That's true.
Which you don't even have PS2 online.
That's true. But there should be missions and stuff, I hope.
Like VR?
Right. I'm hoping there's VR. I don't really know if there is. I haven't done much research. Anyway. Special features. Disc 1. Feature film. Reminiscence of Final Fantasy VII. Story Digest. Disc 2.
That's really good. They did a really good job with that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they didn't even just do CG.
What is it?
It's all FF7 summed up.
Nuh-uh.
In like a thing.
Nuh-uh.
They do gameplay footage and everything.
FF7 graphics?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
NCG.
How long is it?
Like 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm watching it.
Dude, watch it after we're done the cast.
That's godly.
It's so great.
Disc 2, The Distance, making a featurette.
That's so great.
Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children, Venice Film Festival footage.
That's Bonds.
Sneak peek of upcoming Final Fantasy VII games.
Good.
Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children trailers.
Might we add that sneak peek does not do anything.
Deleted scenes.
They were terrible.
Oh.
Oh, dude, each of them are like 2 seconds long with no audio.
Oh.
Really? They're like 2 seconds long.
I'm going to laugh if mine have audio. Special features, not Director Tetsuya Nomura.
You can't really...
Co-director Takeshi Nazu. Scenario Kazuhashi
But you can't really expect much from the deleted scenes, considering that it was supposed to be, you know, like... How long was it? 80 minute?
What?
80 minute film?
The movie?
Yeah.
90.
No, how long was it supposed to be earlier?
Like 80. 60.
Yeah. You can't really expect much out of the deleted scenes.
2005 Square Enix Core Limited All Right Reserved Character Design Tetsuya Nomura. Some of the information on the grid below may not apply to special features. Languages: English, Japanese 5.1, Dolby Digital. Subtitles: English, French, Spanish, Portuguese, Korean, Thai, Mandarin, Cantonese.
Wow.
In high definition. Z1, approximately 101 minutes.
101 minutes. For those who didn't understand that, look for the
101 minutes, not 90. 101.
Nah, because like the credits.
Credits are longer than
1:85:1. Anamorphic widescreen. Color. www.sonypictures.com.
Color.
DVD video. Square Enix. PG-13. Not strongly cautioned for sequences of intense sci-fi action violence. Sci-fi. It's pretty funny.
It is sci-fi.
10202 W Washington Boulevard, Culver City, California, 90232-3195. Copyright 2006, layout and design, Sony Pictures Home Entertainment, Incorporated, all rights reserved. This DVD is authorized for sale, rent only in the country, or sold in the U.S.
All right, Dan, is getting a
little old. Federal laws. With severe penalties. Wow, severe penalties.
It's him.
Word.
Who?
Severe first game.
Severe penalties is one word.
It's him from the first game.
Guys!
What?
Severe penalties is one word. Look, Henry. Severe penalties. One word.
What?
Severe penalties is violated three pictures of entertainment, standard turn, shared shame, or swearing skill limited. 11896 LIT printed in USA, Canadian home video, PG rating. Oh, it's PG in Canada.
It's a typo.
Where's
that?
What's the one word?
At the very bottom. In the small print.
Yeah. I'm going to try and get the sticker off of my...
Severe penalties. That's funny.
And now I get to look through the...
What's the next content we got?
Metal Gear Manual.
What's the next content we got?
I don't know.
What's our time rating right now?
You and Henry should talk about Pokemon.
We are at...
I don't want to talk about Pokemon.
Just under 30 minutes.
Are you serious?
28 minutes.
That's enough.
No, we got to get something more.
We're done.
Come on, wait to think of something.
Henry, I just read them the box.
You said Henry.
We can think of something. How about...
Let's talk about your party next weekend. Oh, wait, never mind. Let's
not.
Not
into the games.
What?
Not into the games.
It's true. There will be games there, though, and Henry's going to own everyone of Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Right, Henry?
I'm not.
You are.
Why don't you have some friends?
Henry, I just said you will, and you will because I said you will. You hear me?
Sure.
Alright,
maybe I'll just throw the match.
I don't get it.
How about...
I'll just get down to right at the last stock, and they're about to die, and then I'll let myself get hit.
If you did that, I would kill you. Right on the spot.
What would you use to kill
me?
A knife? Really?
Knife.
How unoriginal.
Henry's got knives. I mean, Mark's got knives.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
I thought you would use something like an AK-47 or something.
Oh, yeah,
where am I
going to
get an AK-47?
Where the hell am I going to get one of those, Henry? Are you retarded?
I thought it'd be original.
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 I'm pretty sure we'd be copying on James Bond and Solid Snake.
I'm sorry.
Everybody else. And you kicking me. Henry just kicked me out of nowhere.
Why would you do that?
It was an accident.
Henry, why on God's earth would you do that?
It was an accident.
Henry, hand me that. I mean, Mark, hand me that other incense.
What other incense?
For those who still can't smell it, we're burning incense.
Who still can't smell it?
Yes.
That's the worst.
I'd assume you guys can't smell it.
I would hope they can't. Unless something's terribly wrong with your computer. If you are smelling incense right now, your computer slash radio slash MP3 player is broken.
Yeah. Actually, it would just mean that their MP3 player is elite
because of that. Lets them.
It has next generation smelling abilities.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh.
Dude, hand me that.
What if, like, the next.
This is the game revolution.
Could, like, you could smell.
You
could
smell things.
You could smell the game.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool as hell. You had to play, like, a dog or something, and you'd run around and be like, what's that smell?
You could smell
that. It shoots out, like, flowers out of the system.
Yeah, you could smell that sludge bomb that, swallow just launched at you.
Ew. Oh, you have a swallow now?
No.
Or it shoots, like, jelly beans at you.
Why would it shoot jelly beans at you?
The Harry Potter jelly beans.
Yeah.
Those things are pretty cool. You ever eat the vomit one?
Yeah, I did. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Nah. It tastes a lot like booger.
That's disgusting.
Did the vomit one make you throw up?
No.
Made me throw up.
Did it really?
Really?
Yeah, it tasted like vomit. It actually tasted like vomit. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. Oh, except beryllium sulfate.
What's that?
It's this thing I had to eat one time. I was getting a CAT scan on my stomach.
That was barium.
Ew.
Barium sulfate?
I thought you said it was barium.
Yeah, barium sulfate, beryllium sulfate. It was one of those. Some kind of sulfate.
Okay.
And it was silver. It was silver liquid. It looked like mercury, and they made me drink it.
Wow, that's disgusting.
And, it was liquid.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that's, like, deadly.
And I had to
They probably do it for radioactive.
I had to drink a whole canister of it. Was mercury considered a solid or liquid?
Mercury?
Yeah.
Liquid at room temperature.
Okay.
Liquid at room temperature.
I forget what makes something a solid or a liquid. But anyway, yeah, it was a liquid. If mercury is a liquid, then this stuff was a liquid.
Wait, what did they did they use it for radioactive tracing?
I wish they would have given me the freaking shrink wrap. Why? Why? See that?
You're solid.
See that?
Yeah.
They didn't give you shrink wrap?
Nah, that wasn't shrink wrap.
EB. I hate EB. Flame EB. Everyone.
No.
Yes, flame them.
Call off the flame on me.
Flame them.
Like,
call off the Flame 100 and start flaming EB. We hate EB. We hate everything about them. GameStop owns EB.
GameStop is going to be part of EB.
I know, so, but
we're in trouble.
How about
this? They're not exactly centralized yet.
How about a podcast challenge?
What kind?
Not a contest, a challenge.
What kind?
What?
I don't know. We just tell people to do stuff.
What are we
going to
do? Call EB and say, we hate you. What do we do? I could do that right now, except I wouldn't want to because I think my friend's working today.
Yeah, Christian, he is.
You call a different EB. I have the number for somebody.
Christian was there.
Did he help you out?
Yep.
Except he didn't know what subsistence was. He's very unlead.
He was a noob.
He's not very PS, that's why.
What is he, Nintendo?
Xbox.
Oh, he's very unlead.
He's very, you saw the Halo? Yeah, that.
You saw the Halo?
Kind of like that, you know?
Zan, it seemed to be a hit for the last podcast. What did you think of the Halo 3 trailer?
What do you mean it seemed to be a hit?
Bum, 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 bum.
But you think it looks like an NES game?
Tell them.
Oh, my Puffy is evolving, which is a Flaffy. And now it is an Ampharos.
Meow.
I'm pretty sure it didn't just go meow, Henry.
Henry feels played.
What?
Silence.
Let's talk about some classic games, and, which one of your more favorite classic games? Like, from, like, the...
What makes a game classic?
Like, from, like, the 16 or 32-bit era.
Sonic 2 classic.
Sonic 2.
Sonic 2?
There was this game called, I love that Pokemon!
Ampharos.
I forget what it was called.
Ampharos.
Oh, yeah.
We said it in front of you, like, three times.
I just always thought it looked cool. But, favorite, Sonic 2 is definitely one of my favorites because I get Mad Leet. And,
it's very leet.
What else? What was the other question you just asked?
It was like some of your favorite 16 or 32-bit games.
Oh, there was also this game called, what was it called? It said, on the rating, it said, not for anyone under the age of 21. It said the most violent game of all time.
What's that?
And it was nowhere near as violent as Grand Theft Auto or any or Metal Gear Solid or any of these current game generation games. It was called I forget.
You led us up to like, this whole big thing, and then you forget.
Yeah, it was really a terrible game, actually.
What was
it? I forget what it was called. It was, you were this little guy. You had to run around. If you got hit once, you died.
I always wanted to try.
Was it for Super Nintendo?
What?
Was it for Super Nintendo?
It was for Sega Genesis.
I was wondering.
What?
Demolition, maybe?
No.
No?
Okay. I always wanted to try.
I did think of a game with a D.
Have you ever tried Blood Will Tell, Zan?
What's that?
Is that a drug?
No, is that a drug?
It's a PS2 game.
Oh, because you're asking me if I've ever tried Blood Will Tell.
Yeah, have you ever played a game?
Oh.
No.
It looked like a really good game. I always wanted to try it.
We've never done Blood Will Tell.
You've never done Blood Will Tell?
Nope.
Henry, it's a shame.
You're ashamed.
Yeah, you're ashamed.
You've done Blood Will Tell.
Yeah. I have.
You're terrible.
I've never played it.
Oh. Well, you've done it before.
Yeah, you've done it.
Oh.
You've done it with Blood Will Tell.
Oh.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Oh, wait. I just got an email.
No, you didn't.
We've got questions from Travis.
Oh, really? You're so full of crap. Shut up.
Travis asks, why do you hate Hawaii so much?
He asked that last time.
Why do you guys still hate Hawaii so much?
We don't.
Okay. You don't?
Talking about.
Zan, comment. Why do you still hate Hawaii?
We should have a live chat for this website.
I want to. Oh, you mean for the website?
Yeah.
No, I mean for the podcast.
So this episode was like all nothing and no games.
Oh, we talked about games. You read the box of a movie, not even a game. Nice job, Zan.
Hey, I'll read the Metal Gear box if you want me to.
How long is it?
Pretty short.
Go for it.
I'm doing it. Alright, hold on a second. First I have to get this wrapping off. The shrink wrap off of my Final Fantasy.
Oh, by the way, I don't endorse this podcast.
What do you mean you don't endorse this podcast?
I wouldn't advise people to listen to it very much.
Well, how do people know that if you're saying it in the podcast?
Yeah, noob.
And quite toward the end, this...
Yeah, noob. Hey, Mark, hand me the other...
Transcript.
Hand me the other insets.
Where is that?
It's right behind your laptop.
I can't reach them from here.
And someone else hand me something sharp and pointy.
Dude, I can get through it.
No, you can't. Hand me it. Get off your game for a second and hand me my freaking incense.
We need content.
We have content.
How about, Henry, you play any Mega Man games lately?
No.
Oh, okay.
You should get that off your site. Because, you know, I haven't played the Mega Man game for a while.
What about X4?
I haven't played a Mega Man game.
Take what off his site?
He has this insistent thing that I am playing
on
some
the profile
random
page,
Mega Man game.
It says,
we have profiles?
Yeah.
You didn't see me about my profile.
What?
You didn't even ask me about my profile.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Mad long ago.
What was my profile about?
It says, it's on the site, it has a picture, nickname, real name.
Has a picture of me?
Age, yeah.
That's a little creepy, Mark.
Age, I mean creepy.
That's a little creepy.
It's off your MySpace, which is public anyway.
Oh.
It has, what games we're playing, favorite systems, hated systems. Henry's currently playing games. I have Tetris DS. I think Metroid Fusion. Oh, no, Pokemon Sapphire. And some random Mega Man.
See, what you should be saying is Pokemon Sapphire, Pokemon XD, Pokemon Coliseum.
What do you have for my playing games?
Pokemon Silver, Pokemon Emerald.
What do you have for my current?
New Super Mario Bros.
I have, quote-unquote, no one knows.
Tetris DS and Tetris Grandmaster. Really?
I used that MapleStory, but now you don't even play that.
That game sucks.
Take Quake 3.
No, it doesn't.
That game is so, like,
nah,
boring.
No, it's not.
It got so old so fast.
Not so fast.
Mark, when you see a level 120 character and realize that that dude must have played about 500 hours
on
the same character.
Botter.
He's bot.
Or bet?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So Mark's creating his Pokemon team. Tell us about your Pokemon team, how to make one, and what yours is going to consist of.
Actually, right now I'm purifying Pokemon XD, which is what you're looking at. the team I'm making against Henry, so I can fight him to the death in Pokemon. I cannot reveal at this time, because...
But he's already revealed one member.
Yes, one of the members is a Pikachu. Not even a Raichu.
His Emerald Elite will be... Pikachu and five other Pokemon.
Is it a male or female? Not even a Raichu, but a Pikachu.
That's Mad Godlet.
Because there's an item called a Light Ball, which doubles his special attack.
Only Pikachu.
Yeah.
Not Raichu.
Not even Raichu or Pichu.
That's why he's Raichu.
Wait, Pichu comes before Pikachu.
Yeah. Well, he was a Pichu.
Pikachu used to be so cool when he was the pre-evolution of Raichu, but now he's just the middleman. Now he's lame.
Nah, Pichu's kind of bonds.
Who, Pichu?
Yeah, he's the worst. He hurts himself in SSBM.
What are you making right now? What is this?
I'm purifying Pokemon, returning them from the shadow status.
How do you purify?
It's really complicated and long.
You look like you're doing it pretty well.
Yeah.
He's not.
Shut up.
How do you purify?
The setup is that you need to set them in a sort of circle where every type will complement each other.
And when you do that, then they all...
And then it goes at a fast tempo, and as you're walking around a game, that shadow Pokemon gets closer and closer to normal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right now I am purifying a Voltorb, a
Meowth.
Meow.
And a seal.
Henry, called a seal?
Do your impression of a seal.
Oh!
Do that again.
No.
Do it again.
You only get it once.
I'll just resample it over and over on the post-editing.
All I heard was,
sure you will.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Damn security. You like 20 minutes to open a freaking DVD.
You know you need, like, 9 tempo to do Lugia?
Why?
Hey, you got a pop.
You know you need, like, 9 tempo to do Lugia?
What do you mean 9 tempo?
You need, like, full tempo or something like that.
Hey, you know what game I kind of...
I full tempo on the, on the Voltorb.
You know what game? You need, like, full tempo on everything.
You know what game? You know what game I'm kind of glad I didn't... I mean, I kind of wish I didn't get rid of?
What?
Shin Megami Tensei.
Oh, yeah.
You got rid of that?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought you were thinking back that.
It sucked.
You wasted time on the... You wasted money on the guidebook, too.
Yeah, that's why I wish I didn't return it. If I didn't waste money on the guidebook, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
What are you doing to my DS?
Closing it.
Okay. Henry, what are your impressions on the new Mario?
What are my impressions?
Yeah.
I love being able to duck. It's good.
Well, you were able to do that in the first Mario.
I'm talking about in comparison to Super Mario 64.
You can duck into Mario 64.
You can't do a running duck jump duck run.
You long jump.
What the hell was that, Henry? Running duck jump run.
When you run, but then in English, you jump. Hello. And you duck and you keep running. Ooh. Roar. Ooh.
That's you when you barge into my house uninvited.
Ooh.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
You walk in there.
Wow, ooh. That's what he said.
Just walks in there. Ooh.
Might we add that this is a unprecedented podcast for having absolutely no content.
Podcast?
Unprecedented podcast.
It's backwards, those dummies! Look. And then, indent.
What?
Is yours indented?
What?
Does yours go down instead of up?
What do you mean?
What don't you get?
How the disc on that side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's strange.
So strange about that.
Look for these great movies for PSP. The Cave, Hellboy, Steam Boy, Godzilla, Boy Boy, Gay Boy, Blue Boy. Labyrinth, House of Flying Daggers, Hot Boy, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Final Fantasy Boy, Final Fantasy VII Boy, and Final Fantasy VII Advent Children.
And Final Fantasy Girl.
WTUF.
And now being sold by Sony retailers, Game Boy.
Game Boy.
That was a joke, by the way.
Yeah, I'm pretty glad I got this.
Partially a remix of the Colosseum Battle.
Hey, you haven't fighting these guys yet?
I have.
Why are you going back?
Titan time. Maybe they have some more. Oh, I don't have a snag machine. Why am I even playing him? Well, I can level up my Pokemon. My Poke pieces.
Well, like I said,
I'm glad I bought this Advent Children DVD. You very happy?
We don't have content for this episode. And for the first time, Mark has played a game for the entire podcast.
Yeah, and you're not letting me play like I asked about a half hour ago.
I'm sorry.
I want to play you with lead Pokemon.
You can't rent Pokemon like this. It's not like Stadium.
It's random. He wants to play. He knows how to play already,
I know how
man.
To play. All right.
He knows how to play.
Can you do a versus battle with random Pokemon?
Yes, you can.
You claim to review this game and you haven't even noticed
it?
That?
You
I haven't gone to that mode yet.
God, you're a noob.
I'm doing story mode.
Dude,
right
it's
now.
Like right next to the
We gotta
story
do it right
mode.
Now.
It's all right, versus. As soon as I'm done this battle, we will.
So don't even bother.
We need a little bit more content until I get to that part. And then we will, and then Henry will announce, stop! You're pulling my controller!
I'll help
this
you out.
This is mine. You tried to pull the cord on my controller.
Riot. What a riot.
WTF.
Oh man, this is
So if you guys want to hear something, you guys will have to pretty much sustain this battle for now.
I'm almost done. I'm owning him.
That's because he has level 20 Pokemon.
I have level 21.
Oh.
And 25.
In the first 2 hours, you have a higher level Pokemon, Pokemon Coliseum.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, the first shadow Pokemon you run into in Pokemon Coliseum can beat all your Pokemon right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What Pokemon is that?
They start you off at pretty high level.
Are the Entei, Suicune, and Raikou in that shadows?
They're shadows in the game.
God, this is going to be so godly when all I right. play this.
Save.
I am saving. Jerry, grab a controller. Oh, wait. The spot monitor is responding. This is the last thing I want to do. Zan, read it back to MGS3.
Okay. Metal Gear Acid 2 is advertised on this.
Are you going there?
Yeah.
Why?
Alright, fine, I won't.
You're wasting more time.
Zan, grab a controller, plug it in. Alright.
Fine. I will. I will Almost be in. Done. Thy kingdom come. No earth, no glory.
What are you saying?
Death. Alright.
Alright, Henry, you're gonna be the announcer, okay?
I'll be the announcer that sorely missed from the Stadium games. If anyone remembers Pokemon Stadium,
yeah,
in which everyone played the mini games rather than the actual battle.
I loved it.
Don't you remember that game?
The Pokemon Company.
They need like a GameCube game that's just like Stadium.
You don't need it that loud, do you?
Well, you can hear the background music.
Alright.
It'll be like a cool battle.
Pokemon XD, Gale of Darkness.
Head of Darkness, yeah!
Velsis mode.
Velsis.
Quick battle.
Two player.
Ultimate.
Ultimate.
Conduct battles using high level Pokemon.
Oh, I got Mewtwo!
Oh,
you got Jirachi.
And this weekend, we can own your Entei.
Aw, man.
But Entei can do the same too. Jirachi. Depends on who gets first turn.
Okay.
And who misses.
Henry,
press A, you
idiot. Officially announce a Pokemon.
Alright.
This is who versus...
Here we have... Mark versus Zan, who is mysteriously a woman.
I'm Elkan.
I am Powit.
Powit. They're both bodybuilders.
Really?
They look pretty... Yeah, they look pretty weird.
Henry, what Pokemon do we have?
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
All classic music.
Here's Zan releasing his Mewtwo. And Entei. Oh, oh. Mark... Suicune and Jirachi.
Jirachi's legendary?
Wow, that's a lot of info on the screen.
Yeah, it's because you guys don't have Game Boy Advance. We have Suicune with Rain Dance, Hydro Pump, Reflect, and Mirror Coat.
Don't tell him!
Dude,
I can
see
your screen, you idiot.
Jirachi, Psychic, Protect, Thunder, Doom, Desire. A move that's exclusive only to Jirachi.
Yep.
What, Doom Desire?
Yes.
Sounds godly.
Now it's the same.
Here we have
All right.
Mewtwo with a Fire Punch, Thunder Punch, Protect, and a Shadow Ball.
That's a good Mewtwo.
I would say I'd advise to use something, but I'm not going to help any of you guys. Here.
Right.
Entei, Bite, Fire Blast, Sunny Day, and Solar Beam. Let us see what he's going to use here. Oh, great.
Doom Desire.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Jirachi's using Doom Desire. Mewtwo?
I use Shadow Ball. Hooray!
Firing off.
Yay!
Hits Jirachi. Ooh!
Not
decent
that
damage.
Much damage.
Decent damage.
Too bad. Oh, Hydro Pump.
Aren't I the one who's, commentating here?
Zan, just pay attention. Henry, comment.
Alright, Suicune's going for his attack. Jirachi? Notice that this music is actual battle music compared to the entire game of Pokemon XD.
I like it.
Pokemon XD has picked music for a battle.
Oh, man.
Whatever you do, don't press start.
Oh, is that the...
Try to use Protect. He's going to be protecting himself for this turn. And to use Solar Beam on none other than... Sweep! Super effective. Only about half the HP, though.
I know.
Thunder Punch. Bang!
All even attack the Jirachi.
Oh, Suicune's paralyzed. He may
be own this game!
Suicune's using Hydro Pump. That's gonna be a big hit. Oh, and Entei is nearly dead. 66 HP.
That's rough.
While Jirachi's restoring its HP with its leftovers, Entei doing the same.
That's rough. Go, Mark! Go, Mark!
Thanks.
I would highly recommend Miracode. After this, let's do non-ultimate, the lowest one. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Lowly Pokemon.
How about...
Come on, choose!
Well, you
people are listening.
I do know that Mark has very limited options on what he's going to use for Suicune. He can't use Hydro Pump anymore. Due to Mewtwo and Entei both having the pressure ability.
What's that mean?
You use 2 PP rather than 1.
Hence
why you can't use Hydro Pump.
I didn't know they both had that.
Dude, you can see it on the screen, man.
I see it.
Entei used Sunny Day to effectively make the place bright, even though they're in a cave, might I add. Tried to use Thunder. Oh, hit Mewtwo. Surprising target right there. Oh, nice paralysis there.
Able to move.
Thunder Punch from Mewtwo. Get rid of Suicune. One Pokemon to go. Sunlight is strong. Entei's leftovers are working. So is Jirachi's.
Jirachi's at full health! OMG!
Nope, just a little bit left. Oh! Mewtwo took Doom Desire's attack.
That's godly.
Now Mark is being pressured, since he has only had one Pokemon.
This is tough.
Let's see what Zan will do. See, if I were Zan, I would do something.
No!
But!
He knew a combo!
However, he did not know it was not effective.
Hi-yo!
Oh,
man.
Jirachi's using Psychic. Who's he gonna hit? Who's he gonna hit? Bam!
Oh,
Entei's out.
Now it's
Jirachi versus Mewtwo.
Jirachi versus Mewtwo. Pure Psychic versus Psychic Steel. And he yet again insists on using Shadow Ball to do very little damage. The sunlight is still strong. Jirachi's leftovers.
I think Mark's got this one in the bag. I'm looking.
It's pretty close.
I'm not looking too good.
It depends. It depends on what Zan does, because Zan has the ability to do it. He knows he's got it in the bag.
I don't know what Jirachi is.
Jirachi? Look at it.
No!
Yes, do it.
He doesn't know the weaknesses and resistances, though.
He's used, like, almost everything. Come on, now. There isn't much else to guess. Thunder!
Oh man.
All right. Mewtwo's using Thunder Punch. Oh!
Too bad.
Let's see how it's gonna go. Sunlight's still strong. Come on, Zan. Can you think of anything else?
No, I used everything.
Doesn't Thunder have a less accuracy in Sunny Day?
I'm not sure. I don't care, because he should be using something else, correct?
He should. Don't tell him.
Too bad I don't know my Pokemon.
Dude, it's kind of obvious.
He's Steel! I should be able to electrocute steel with electricity or melt steel with fire. I haven't tried the fire one yet.
No!
Yes,
he's paralyzed.
Jirachi missed and Mewtwo's paralyzed. Stalemate for this turn. While the sunlight still remains strong for possibly one more turn.
And I already covered
what's sunlight do?
You did your solar beam in one turn instead of two turns.
It shortens the solar beam charge up and also
Wow! Again,
this is gay.
I missed.
The sunlight faded away.
Good. Now my thunder will hit.
And now we have.
Now I'm dead. I'm dead on this one, guys.
There you go.
Fun. Yes, I am.
Tries to use thunder. Like, oh, no! Missed. Mewtwo fire punch. Bam! Nice. Super effective.
Oh, man.
You should have known a long time ago, especially if you had Sunny Day. But you don't anymore.
What's Sunny Day?
It increases the abilities of fire.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's why I was hoping you would know.
Zane has this one.
Jirachi, you're psychic. A bad idea.
What? I'm not. It's not very effective.
Not very effective. However, Jirachi has 100 stats on all stats, so it did pretty decent damage.
But
Jirachi's lost.
All right.
Zane has won out of pure guessing.
Good match.
Play again.
Alright, let's use the lower level of time.
Yeah, let's do one more ultimate.
A close match.
Let's do another ultimate.
That was fun.
In the cave arena.
Battle again.
You guys use the same
one.
Let's fight since you did
exit.
More.
Do a...
Restart?
Yeah. There you go.
I use the ABXY start shortcut. Dude, those incense are buns.
It's not ABXY.
ABXY start.
It's just B start and X.
B start X?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway, you guys, I hope you guys are enjoying our
this is kind of awesome, actually.
Pokemon battle.
Sorry,
a battle.
Sorry, you guys had to put up with no content.
The first 40 minutes that were pretty bombs.
To get to this kind of content.
This content's the best.
This content sucks.
It's the best.
No one wants to hear us battle with Pokemon. Ultimate.
You guys can commentate this time.
Oh.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's good.
Sure.
Alright,
Henry. Although it makes me want to do another ultimate after
announcement.
This.
Announcement. Announce it.
You guys can comment.
No, Henry.
No, Henry, be the announcer. You know Pokemon.
I'm right there.
You know Pokemon.
And we have Mark versus Zan in another cave arena.
What's my name?
You're Krillock.
I'm Lorgo.
Which Mark is Lorgo.
Lorgo and Krillock.
Krillock. Oh.
This is intense.
And we have Zan with his Gengar. And Latias. Mark pull out Kangaskhan.
Kangaskhan.
Latios.
Godly.
He's a godly Pokemon for his stats.
Yeah, he is.
That's why everyone's level 100. And they're all stat boosted.
I see.
That's why Jirachi is a very big favorite. Because Jirachi has 100 on all stats.
That's godly.
100 boosted, yeah. Very boosted.
Wow, I've never even seen these attacks in my life.
Luster Purge, that looks bad godly. Try it on my Latias. Hey, how'd you do that?
Hold on.
And we are waiting for Mark to decide his attack since he's the first player here.
Go, Mark!
Of course, we all know...
You can do it.
What decides the Pokemon's move is the actual speed. Whoever has the highest speed goes first.
Damn, press start to give in.
Don't do it.
Aw, man, this is intense. This is really intense.
Let's see what they do here. None of the Pokemon here have pressure, so... PP usage is...
Toxic.
Oh, does not affect Gengar. You should have known since he was a poison type.
Oh, man. Is?
Yes, Latias used Mist Ball. Oh,
not very effective,
due to the fact that they're both psychic. Gengar used Shadow Ball. Does not affect Kangaskhan, for he's a normal Pokemon. Ghost moves don't work on normal Pokemon.
Man, this is intense.
You guys don't know a lot, do you? Jeez, I wonder what happened if I fought you guys.
We
get owned. Aerial Ace.
We have Kangaskhan with a very nice mix of moves. Dizzy Punch, Aerial Ace, Reversal, Endure. Latios, Luster Purge, Dragon Breath, Toxic, which you saw him ineffectively use earlier. And Water Pulse.
Oh, man.
Gengar, Shadow Ball, Thunderbolt, Protect, Brick Break. Nice rounded moveset. Mist Ball, Dragon Breath, Waterfall, Helping Hand for Latios. Helping Hand I've never used in my life, so I have no idea.
Dragon Breath,
Latios.
They use that same effect.
Targeting Gengar.
Oh,
nice.
Impressive damage.
About one third of his health bar right there. Oh, he's paralyzed as well. Latios, Imitating.
Hey, Imitator.
Hitting Kangaskhan. Oh, they're going for their support team. It's going to be the Dragons. Oh, he's paralyzed too. This is a Mimic here. Gengar going for the Brick Break. Oh, used it on the wrong Pokemon.
On Latios.
You should have known.
Darn.
Kangaskhan used Aerial Ace.
Not very effective. Not very effective. Air release is weak, however, it never misses. It's nice. Hey, what's white herb? It is a... It is a item that you're holding, which I don't actually know what it does.
Oh. What?
Sorry. White herb.
I don't know.
However, both of you have leftovers, so, you know, that's good enough.
This battle's intense.
This battle is intense.
It's clues.
Who's gonna do it? Who's gonna do it?
I like how you battle with legendaries.
Yeah. Latios repeating the same attack.
Gengar's Khan is gone next turn.
Going for Gengar again. Bang! Oh.
Gengar's gone
Gengar's
next
close.
Turn.
44 HP. Latios, waterfall, going for a waterfall. Hitting Kangaskhan. Oh. Oh, Gengar's paralyzed. Probably going for the brick break, right?
Yep.
No? Oh, dizzy punch. Latios. Latios, sorry. Oh, became confused.
Latios.
We've got problems now.
I'm dead. So dead.
Xan is in a pinch.
I'm in more than a pinch.
He's in a Japanese quick fold.
Yeah. More than that.
For most people who don't get that.
I don't.
You do several pinches to do the Japanese quick fold. I nicknamed it the Japanese quick fold because I saw on a Japanese TV show. Latios using Dragon Breath again.
Oh, Gengar. Gengar is gone.
Assisting to kill Gengar.
Gengar is down for the count.
Gengar is out.
Gengar is out. Gengar is fallen. He's gone. Latios confused. Latios, sorry.
Oh, waterfall.
Using another waterfall to ineffectively hit Latios due to the fact that he's dragon type, which is resistant to the three elements.
Dragons are amazing.
Kangaskhan, I'm so dead. Well, if you knew the weakness.
Yeah, man.
Kangaskhan was paralyzed, so we're starting our next turns.
This is nasty.
You guys know we're already over 1 hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. This is intense. Alright, we're gonna keep on playing Pokemon. Goodbye, all.
Wait. We're almost in the battle.
Alright, fine.
And Mark wants to have his glory.
I think I know the weakness to dragons.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You don't have an attack that helps it.
Super effective.
Dragon breath? So dragon is effective against
dragon?
Dragon.
Paralyzed and confused. Oh,
Latios struck
the finishing blow.
That's gross.
Here we go.
Good job, Mark.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Alright.
Do we do a grudge match?
No, yeah, we should. Best out of three. Last one.
So you want to do an ultimate or a...
Ultimate.
Can I play?
Ultimate. No. Right. No, you can't.
This is a grudge match.
I got Mew.
No, I want Mew.
I got Mew and Raikou!
Did you use this?
Yep.
I got your last team. I got the Mewtwo and the Entei.
I bet you're gonna have that girl, yeah.
Mark is LK as Dan is Rapido.
We're both chicks.
Technically, if he was concerned about the stats, Dan should win this battle.
Aw, thanks!
Mew has perfect 100 stats.
What does Mewtwo have?
Mew is so godly.
Mewtwo, I think he's special attack here.
Yeah, but his special attack is like 120.
No, the highest is 100.
Nah, he can go higher than 100. I have seen ones over 100.
No. The attack, the stat rating.
Yeah.
Stat rating. Not what you have for a stat.
Okay.
Stat rating.
Here
we have Mark with his Entei and Mewtwo. Xan with a Mew and Raikou. Raikou? Raikou? Whatever you guys want to call it.
Raikou.
Raikou.
I have a Raikou. It looks kind of godly. A little scary, actually. Alright. Alright.
See, that's Jesus' moves.
This looks fun. As does...
Let's see how these guys do. Mewtwo used Protect. Protecting himself for a turn. Raikou is using Bite. Targeting Entei. Bam!
Oh, How'd you know?
Not much, because it actually worked. Mew used ancient power, but Mew 2 protected itself. Entei used bite, targeting Mew. How did I know? Because it's super effective.
Because I was smart.
It's godly.
Mark might win this one. In fact, he might have this in the bag.
No! Would you tell him?
I couldn't hear him.
Henry Whitford coming to the end.
I was telling him what to use.
You told me to use... Shut up.
I didn't hear the damn kid.
Alright. Next turn. Let's see what we've got. Mark is at a slight lead. But Zan can really turn this around.
Yeah, he can.
Hey, let me see your DS again. I need to take out my game. Sorry.
Hurry up, Zan.
I am. I call Thunderbolt. Gold for Entei. Let's hope for Paralysis.
No.
Oh, not quite.
Oh, too bad.
We do Shadow Ball.
It's super
gold
effective.
Gold for Mew. Oh, no. Raikou. Surprising. I thought you would go for Mew since Mew has already had damage. Mew, you Shadow Ball. Going for Mew, too.
It's super effective.
Ow.
But... didn't do much since I think Mewtwo is geared towards special defense. Raikou using the leftovers. Entei using leftovers. Legendary cat grudge match.
Those are cats?
Ironically, all the Pokemon here are cats.
They are.
Mewtwo is a cat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he's clone of Mew, which is a cat.
Wow.
Mew? Because that's not a cat makes? Yeah, they're gonna meow at Mew. Yeah, actually, last turn I completely forgot to
stab. Ball Thunderbolt. Mew. Going for Entei. Entei is in the yellow zone. Mewtwo is using Shatter Ball. Probably targeting Mew this time.
Super effective!
Oh!
Mew's going down!
Nice.
Mew's dead.
Mew's in the red zone.
Mew used ancient power. Bam!
That was
gross. Didn't do too much. Mew in this game... Let's hope the stat increase. Oh, no.
Mew in this game looks exactly as,
As he did in
N64. N64, yeah.
Mew fainted.
Now, Raikou's got the pressure. He's got the pressure since both his opponents have the ability pressure. But of course, Mewtwo and Entei have on pressure too, because Raikou has pressure. Everyone's being pressured.
How did you have a Mewtwo without the move psychic?
That's pretty messed up.
Go!
Yeah, you get no stabs.
Our viewers turned off the podcast about an hour ago.
No, they didn't. Dan, it's your turn.
Our viewers are waiting for you to decide their attack. You get no stab from Mewtwo. You get no stab.
Same attack? No. No, it's a side of, I thought.
Stab.
Same thing. Oh, no!
Same
type
Mewtwo's attack.
Mewtwo's in the red
zone. Mewtwo using Shadow Ball.
It's super effective!
Bam! Didn't do much. Due to the fact that it really doesn't do much anyway.
Oh,
he has no edge on you here. Fire Blast! Boom! Wow, nice.
Rock is in a red zone.
Why'd that do so much?
Because Fire Blast is 1 point.
Same attack type bonus.
Yeah, plus he got a stab.
Yeah, I think Mark's got this one.
Mark has got this one unless he uses some stupid moves for the next couple turns. Or misses everything. Which could happen. You never know. Raikou biting. Gonna bite. Mewtwo!
No!
Mewtwo's out. Now we got Entei using bite. Raikou's still alive! Man. Still
Raikou
alive!
2 HP!
22.
Now 22. Thanks a lot, leftovers.
Still alive.
Now you still got this
there. What's going to happen?
No way I could win this. No way.
Nah, there's a way.
No, there's a way. Wherever there's a will, there's always a way.
There is a way.
How's the way?
I'm not telling you.
There's two ways to do it.
Come on, Zane. You don't need your pokies?
There's two ways to do it. You just have to get lucky on both of them.
Yeah.
Flex? I'll give you a hint. It's on the bottom.
Oh.
Both bottom. Two ways to do it. You just have to be
really... I could get him paralyzed, right?
You have to be really lucky.
I could get him paralyzed.
You can get him paralyzed or flinch.
Is he faster?
Paralyzed.
Wait, Bite? Does Bite flinch?
Thanks a lot, Henry.
No.
That one was paralyzed.
It doesn't matter. Alright, try
wow,
see if you're lucky.
That didn't even hurt him.
No, paralyzed. Oh.
Oh, and I'm not paralyzed. I give him the 100 accuracy attack, Bite.
Darn.
No, it's 99.9.
Too bad.
You can still miss.
It's too bad.
Heated battle, but Mark won in the end.
That's a shame.
Good battle.
Good job, Mark.
Good match. You did better that time.
Everyone, thanks for listening to the Polygon Revolution podcast.
Sorry for the no content episode.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's cool.
This is why we have a backlog.
If you got this far, we congratulate you. Visit PolygonRevolution.com and good
night. Wait, actually, podcast challenge. I want to say a secret code, and if you email me this code, then we'll mention you on the next podcast as being a loyal listener.
There we go. The secret code is
7A6EFH.
No, that's not it.
You should have said 7 plus 2 equals 14.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's the number letter code.
No, the secret code is...
It's an alphanumeric code.
No, it's not. The secret code is...
Everybody get confused because we're saying two codes.
No, the secret code is... Ignore that last one. The real secret code is...
Let me play.
Final Fantasy VII, left parenthesis, donut, right parenthesis.
I don't even know what that means. How do you spell donut, though?
D-O-N-U-T. That's it.
What's that mean?
Final Fantasy donut, in parentheses,
play
donut. Yeah. Alright, well, you guys have fun.
What's that mean?
Good night, all.
Wait. What did they get? Repeat one more time. Repeat.
Final Fantasy VII, FINAL space FANTASY space II space left parenthesis DONUT right parenthesis.
Alright.
You guys heard it.
Let's get the loyal listeners. Let's go.
Bye all.
Later. Bye.